السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وی کنٹینیوئنگ ود بایوگرافی آف سیدنا عثمان رضی اللہ عنہ. ان دا نائن ایئر ہجری, دا نائنتھ ایئر ہجرا, ناؤ وی آر 1447. سو ہیرکل ٹرنڈ ہز اٹینشن ٹوارڈز اریبیا سیکنگ ٹو اٹیک اٹ اینڈ ابزارب اٹ انٹو ہز امپائر. And he was a superpower at that time. So he ordered his troops to prepare and await his instruction to advance. So news of that reached Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to prepare for jihad. It was in this part of the year. Right? For us in South Africa, it's winter. You go to Saudi now, 50 degree heat. Right? So it was in this hot mid-summer heat. Blazing hot summer. Over and above that, the country was suffering drought. There were hardships. Even though the Muslims, by their iman, they withstood the brutal heat and they set out for jihad across the burning sands of the desert. They were not traveling in car and all that. Where would they get the equipment that they needed for jihad? One side, they say, right, we'll go, we'll endure the heat, everything. But now they need to be equipped. It's a time of drought. There's no money. It's the end of the year. You must know the people of Madinah Munawwara, they used to have date orchards. So when you are a fruit farmer, you sell your crop, right? And then that must pull you now the season. So khajur ripens in the heat. Right? So like if you go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara now, you'll get a fresh khajur of this season. Right? So now, you know, a person who earns monthly, so you get his paycheck on the 25th or on the 30th or whatever. Now if he's getting his paycheck on the 30th, now by the 27th, 28th of the next month, now he's broke, now he's counting his pennies now. So this was the situation. That it was now the end of the season, the new khajur is still on the tree, they haven't, you know, harvested it as yet, so money is scarce, very hot, drought. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam urged the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to donate. Give money, those who got extra money, give money so we can equip the mujahideen. Each person brought what he could afford. Women brought their jewelry and came. Sahabiyat, they sent their jewelry to Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all this was being used now to prepare this army. But these donations could not help much with the huge requirements of the army. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the huge ranks of men who were preparing for the battle and he said, who will equip them? Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. The person who equips his mujahideen, Allah will make the person's maghfirat. Usman radiallahu anhu heard the call of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he hastened to seek the forgiveness and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So this pressing need was met by the generosity of Uthman radiallahu anhu. He supplied the army's every need, down to the last rope and bridle. Ibn Shihab Zuhri rahimahullah said, Uthman radiallahu anhu supplied the army of Tabuk with 940 camels, 60 horses. So he brought the number of conveyances to 1,000. 1,000 conveyances he supplied for that battle. And when he gave the horse, he's not just giving the horse or the camel, with its saddle, its bridle, everything. ready now to ride. Right? Over and above that, he brought 10,000 dinars. 10,000 gold coins, 10,000. Find me a rich person like that today. Who can give like that today? 10,000 gold coins he brought. And he placed the money in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is digging his hand into this money. He's putting his hand into this money and he's turning it, dropping the coins. Putting his hand and he's dropping. He's so happy now that this army will be equipped. Right? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making the statement. Ma dharra Uthmana ma amila ba'd al-yawm. No deed can harm Uthman after today. In other words, this gesture of his, he is Jannati. He is now past, he has attained success. No harm can come to him now. Uthman radiallahu anhu was the one who spent the most in this campaign. Abdurrahman bin Habib spoke of the spending of Uthman radiallahu anhu when he said, I was present with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was urging the people to spend on the army of Tabuk. Uthman radiallahu anhu stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I give 200 camels with their saddles and equipment for the sake of Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam urged the people again. Again Uthman radiallahu anhu stood up. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I pledge another 300 camels with their saddles and equipment for jihad. This sahabi, he says, Abdurrahman bin Habbab, radiallahu anhu, he says, I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming down from the mimbar. And he's saying, Ma ala Uthman ma amila ba'da hadihi. Ma ala Uthman ma amila ba'da hadihi. Nothing can harm Uthman, no matter what he does after this. Nothing can harm him. It was narrated that Abdurrahman bin Samura radiallahu anhu said, Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with 1,000 dinars in his garment. While Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was equipping the army of Tabuk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started turning the coins over with his hand saying, Ma darra Uthman ma amira ba'd al-yawm. It seems that he was the only sponsor for this new community. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marched at the head of the army until they reached a place called Tabuk, halfway between Medina Munawwara and Damascus, Dimashq. There they heard the good news that Hiraqal, who had been preparing to march from Damascus, he lost his resolve, he left Damascus, and he gave up on his plans after hearing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had set out to meet him. He got cold feet, he turned around, he went away. So obviously there was a lot of hikmat in this journey. The kuffar also, those tribes that hadn't accepted Islam as yet, they saw now the grandeur of the Muslims. Lot of tribes accepted Islam, etc., on those, the boundary, all the borderlands, lot of those tribes accepted Islam. But the equipment for war was not used, because no fighting took place. The army returned with all the equipment that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala had supplied them. But did he take anything back? Not at all. Right? He never took anything back. He didn't say that, okay, now you know what, you'll never use it, so I'll give it back now. What he gave finish. Never take it back. Uthman radiallahu anhu, His nikah took place to Umm Kulsoom radiallahu anha in 3 AH, third year after Hijrah. So Umm Kulsoom radiallahu anha, she is known by her title, Umm Kulsoom, her kunya, and her name is not known. Her name is not known, right? Except there is one narration that says her name was Umayyah radiallahu anha, and she was older than Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu anhu said that Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu's wife, Hazrat Ruqayya radiallahu anha, the honorable daughter of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away. And the husband of Hafsa bint Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha also passed away. On whom? Because Umar's name is there, Hafsa's name is there, and husband. So he also passed away. So Umar radiallahu an came to Uthman radiallahu an and he said, do you want to marry Hafsa? But Uthman radiallahu an had heard Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking of her, so he did not answer him. Right? Umar radiallahu an, now in this here it comes a bit differently. In the riwayat we know that Abu Bakr radiallahu an didn't answer. Uthman radiallahu an, he declined. That's why Umar radiallahu an, he was more upset with Abu Bakr and all that. He didn't give me no answer. But later on, Abu Bakr now explained to Umar now that you must have been upset with me. So Umar said, yes. He said, no, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning her. That's why I didn't give you a jawab. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't have married her, then I would have married her. So Umar radiallahu an mentioned to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I had offered Uthman radiallahu an to get married to Hafsa radiallahu anha, but he declined. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how about a better idea? I will get married to Hafsa radiallahu anha. In other words, I'll marry your daughter. And Uthman radiallahu an can marry someone better than her. Umm Kulsoom, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter. So Umar radiallahu an got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his son-in-law. And Uthman radiallahu an became the son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So according to a report in Bukhari Sharif, Umar radiallahu an said, the husband of Hafsa bint Umar, whose name was Khunais bin Huzafa as-Suhami, had passed away. Right? He was one of the Sahaba renownum. He passed away in Madinah Munawwara. Umar radiallahu an said, I went to Uthman radiallahu an and suggested that he get married to Hafsa bint Umar. I said, if you wish, I will give Hafsa in marriage to you. So he said, I'll think about it. A few days passed, he met me and he said, no, I don't think I want to get married right now. Umar radiallahu an said, then I met Abu Bakr radiallahu an and I said to him, if you wish, I'll give Hafsa bint Umar in marriage to you. Abu Bakr now remained silent. He didn't give any answer. So I was more upset about that than I was with Uthman radiallahu anhu. A few days passed and Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed marriage to her. And I gave her in marriage to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu met me and he said, perhaps you were upset with me when you offered Hafsa radiallahu anha in marriage to me and I didn't give you an answer. Umar radiallahu anhu said, yes. He said, nothing kept me from answering you when you made that offer, except that I knew that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken of her and I didn't want to disclose the secret of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had decided not to marry her, I would have then accepted. Ummul Mu'mineen Ma'aisha radiallahu anha also spoke of the marriage of Umm Kulsoom to Uthman radiallahu anhuma. She said, When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arranged the marriage of his honorable daughter Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha, he said to Umm Ayman radiallahu anha, prepare my daughter Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha for marriage and present her to Uthman radiallahu anha. And in those days, at the time of the nikah, they used to hit the duff. But the duff is not a drum. And Nabi Sassam said, he must beat the duff in front of her. So she did that. 3 days later, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited his daughter. He entered upon her and he said, oh my daughter, how did you find your husband? She said, the best of husbands. Best of husbands. It was narrated from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood at the door of the masjid and he said, Ya Uthman, Hada Jibreel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Uthman, oh Uthman, there's Jibreel alayhi salam. Here is Jibreel. Akhbarani anna Allah qad zawwajaka Umm Kulthumin بِمِثْلِ صَدَاقِ رُقَيَّةَ عَلَى مِثْلِ صُحْبَتِهَا. Ro Uthman, Jibreel alayhi salam has just informed me that Allah Ta'ala wants you to marry Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha for a mihr similar to that of Ruqayya radiallahu anha and to treat her with similar kindness. So this was in Rabi'ul Awwal, the 3rd year after Hijrah, right? And Uthman radiallahu anh consummated the marriage with Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha in Jamadul Ukhra. So we will stop here and continue inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.